listen, I don't know you. I can't tell you how to live your life, but I can make a suggestion. And I suggest that on Tuesday, the 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, you join me, Jeff, and all the rest of your fellow concerned citizens in our live monthly patron hangout. To find out how to do so, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I want to replace my phone with a smooth slab of stone that will never talk to me again.
Or just not have a phone.
Yeah, that's, I'll just throw it into the sea. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, do you enjoy talking to devices and objects?
Not talking to devices and objects.
Not like that fire hydrant looks like it has a face on it, so I'm going to have a whimsical conversation with it. Not in like a manic pixie dream girl sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But in a Alexa, schedule this, order this.
Yeah, you just fucked up some people that are listening to this. Yes, I do love my
Alexa.
Echo.
Subscribe to We Have Concerns podcast.
There you go.
Alexa, Patreon support $500 a month. We Have Concerns. If this, then that.
If this, then that.
Mass Effect, throw grenade.
I love my Echo. I think it's the future, and I want to control everything in my home with it.
Really?
I honestly do. I love it. I'm so excited for when Sonos updates to have Alexa support, because...
What do you say to your Alexa?
Mostly, what time is it? Honestly, if you look at my Alexa, I mostly ask it what time it is.
Now... So, I mean, I guess you love the idea of it, but you're not really doing much with it.
I ask it to play music.
Yeah.
I ask it to set timers when I'm cooking.
That's what our house is. Our house is a lot of setting timers.
Yeah.
Because you can set multiple timers at once, and that was a game changer.
Oh, it's great. And now you can name them. You can say, set a timer for pasta. And it was like, setting pasta timer.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it is. It sounds like it's just a timer. When you ask it to play things, you could just go to your playlist. And then, like, if you don't have your playlist set up, what happens? I don't like it. I am not a talker to technology.
Oh, Anthony.
No. Regardless, this is actually not about that. It's not about that, Jeff.
All right.
It's kind of about
sleep
that.
Sleep study.
In that it's not, yeah. Here's the thing about birds.
Zebras.
No, this is an article that was sent to us by Mark Knuffer on the MIT Technology Review.
Oh.
And it's called Growing Up with Alexa. It's about, not you and me, it's about baby Kylo.
Yeah, he's growing up. He's got Alexa. I always talk to Alexa, and he always looks over at it like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Who is that lady?
And why is it her job in 2017 to do everything my dad says?
Yeah.
And that's a woke baby. And I'm glad you have a woke baby.
Why does it got to be female, Dad?
Yeah. Why don't you set that to a male voice, Dad?
Because it just doesn't feel right telling a male to do it.
Wow, Dad.
Wow, Dad.
So here's the deal. This is about this is a woman who noticed that her 4-year-old niece was growing up in a house that had a bunch of Amazon Echoes. It's totally wired up.
Right.
And she came over and she saw her niece and her niece was like, Alexa, play the Raining Tacos song.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa would play the Raining Tacos song. And the kid laughs and sings along. And she looked at her niece and was like, yo, what is it going to be like for a kid that has never known a life without computer servants?
Right.
What is this going to do to this kid's brain to have a computer servant that sounds like a human that it can always order around?
Interesting. So is this kid going to be a dick, is what we're saying?
Yeah.
Is this a dick training program?
Kid is dick or no?
I feel like you could definitely make a case for dick, because kid can make demands without any sense of emotional need. You know, like the Alexa doesn't have any emotional need. You can just tell it to do shit.
Yeah. And it would,
you don't have to say please and thank you. It doesn't care.
It does it politely. It does it without question. Well, it does it with a lot of questions right now, but in the future, it will have no questions. And in the future, it will be able to do more. Alexa could help your kid with his homework.
Well, there's already weird stuff like that where they have, even toys that have sort of Alexa-like ability to interact and talk back and forth and mm-hmm. read them the alphabet and the kid, you know, so there's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of raising your kids through AI.
Yeah. And I think the idea, as with all new technology is, oh God, this is going to make kids entitled and lazy. Right. Oh God, what happens when a kid can just ask, can just say offhand to a disembodied voice anywhere they are, hey, I need the answer to this question.
Right.
Or, hey, I need this. Will they become lazier? Will they become dumber?
Maybe they'll make a distinction between the robot and the human. Maybe they'll understand that being a dick is for robots and being nice is for humans.
Well, there's been some early research into this. What's going on is people are basically saying the utility of this new technology, as with all new technologies, will outweigh its drawbacks.
Oh, okay. We'll be dicks, but we'll be useful dicks.
Yeah. I mean, we might get a little more dickish. It's kind of like all the stories from 4 or 5 years ago, which is like, we have the internet in our pockets and now we all have ADHD, which
is true.
No, it's not. As somebody with ADHD, sit the fuck down and stop using the term for what I have.
Fair enough.
For what you think you have.
But it ruined everybody.
It didn't ruin a goddamn thing.
Okay.
We're all fine. We're all fine, Jeff.
I'm not listening. I'm looking at my Twitter.
Yeah, whatever. But that's the thing is like, okay, did people, it's like, oh, people don't talk to each other anymore. Oh, people are now like, yeah. people look at their screens when they're in public and they used to never do that. And we used to talk and it's like, no, people used to read books and magazines in public.
You know, you're right. You're right. Let me just start by saying you're mm-hmm. right.
Kids everybody don't know always, how to use the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
Everybody, the sky is always falling mm-hmm. when any new technology comes. Oh my God. TV is going to kill the radio star, yeah. whatever you want to say, right? But the corollary of that...
We know that important PhD thesis from William Alexander Buggle. That video will kill the radio star.
Right. But the corollary to that must then be there is no such thing as technology that will ruin us. Because if you just say, well, it's always been... I don't think that there isn't something that could potentially ruin us. And maybe we've come upon it.
Sure.
Maybe we found the thing. And just because it has never happened doesn't mean it won't happen.
Well, I think it's important to look at the thing and weigh the thing, right? When you look at the thing and the thing is death ray. Well, let's think right. about death ray.
Well, it has death ray in the title.
Yeah.
I think that's a little on the nose.
Sure.
But I think... maybe, you know, maybe internet, maybe.
Maybe, internet, like to look at internet and go like internet will destroy us all is like, that's doomsaying.
I know. I don't like it either. I'm agreeing with you. I'm a technologist.
And if you stop and you look and you use a little critical thinking, normally it's very easy to tell when somebody is doomsaying, right?
Sure.
If you look at television, you go, all my kids do is sit and watch TV. Well, that's not TV. That's you not telling your kids to go outside.
Right.
Just tell your kids to go outside. It's fine. TV is not going to kill them.
Right. But, you know, we've talked before about the ways in which the brain is changing based on the amount of information that we get that's so far outpaced the natural progression of, you know, we in 50 years, we went from 0 to 60. You know what I'm saying? It's been so much more. It's like drinking out of the fire hose now. Mm-hmm. And we haven't ramped naturally into that. We jumped into it.
Right.
And I think there is an argument to be made that we can't handle it.
Sure.
That there's, you know, something going on.
Clocks changed the way we thought about time. Maps changed the way we thought about the world around us. These are all like huge leaps.
Right.
And yes, we should be conscious of the way they're changing us, but not because it's like, oh God, is this changing us in a terrible way? But more like, hey, let's take a look at how this is changing us because we should be conscious of these things because we're humans and we should be figuring out how we're learning and growing.
So should I take Alexa out of my house and have my child grow in a world without a robot?
Listen, just to skip servant. To the end, fucking burn Alexa. Uh-oh. This is ruining everything. These children will be destroyed. No. the author asked her niece, because the first thing is she wondered if her niece could understand that there was a difference between Alexa and a human being.
Mm.
This is a 4-year-old kid, which I think really sounds like an aunt that doesn't have children and has not dealt with children very much.
Yeah.
Like, does kid know robot is robot?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Can, would, does is kid, can I give kid soda? Kid can't be alone, right? Kid will die.
Do they know the difference between poop and food?
Kid knows. Kid won't eat poop. But yeah, so she asked, and her niece said, Alexa is a kind of robot who lives in her house, and robots aren't people.
All right.
Then she goes, okay, but Hannah, does Alexa have feelings?
First of all, of course her name's Hannah, but go ahead.
Of course. Alexa, does Hannah have, Alexa, does Hannah have feelings? Hannah, does Alexa have feelings?
As far as I can tell, Hannah has nice feelings, but she's always such a dick to me.
Yeah. Hannah, does Alexa have feelings? Hannah says, yes. I think Alexa can be happy and happy or sad. And I would be sad if, and I would feel bad if Alexa went away. And so her aunt goes, does that mean that you should be nice to Alexa? And Hannah says, yeah, but I'm not sure why.
That's cool.
I just know that I should be nice to people that I talk to. And there was a recent MIT study that says, yeah, we looked at kids, children ages 3 to 10 who interacted with Alexa, Google Home, that Cosmo bot, and then that smartphone app that's just like a chat bot. Julie Chatbot is what it's called.
Yeah, Julie Chatbot.
Julie Chatbot. It actually is called that. Okay. So, and the kids in the study were like, devices are friendly and trustworthy, and they have to kind of be nice to them.
And then, Anthony, and then they did a study with kids that only interacted with Siri, and those kids were angry and violent, and they thought that no one listened to them or understood what they were saying.
And they were definitely smarmy. They were definitely, the kids who only ever had conversations with Siri came out hella smarmy.
They thought, no one ever understands me. I always have to repeat everything I say. The world is fucked up.
The results of the study says, like, hey, all kids anthropomorphize technology. That's what kids do.
Right.
A kid
anthropomorphizes cheese.
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything. The boundaries, a child's idea of consciousness in the world and what's different from the child, you know, is where the child ends and the world begins, that changes as you get older. So all kids anthropomorphize things.
Right.
All toys will come to life for good or ill in a child's mind.
If you put them in the cupboard.
Yeah.
You put that Indian right in that cupboard.
But now it's happening a little differently. And what's happening is because these technologies are talking back, actually these kids are learning social skills much faster.
But are they the right social skills?
Actually, yeah, they're saying so. They're learning to not just communicate exactly what they need, but these kids are also learning to properly verbally communicate much faster. Hmm. Things like enunciation, things like properly putting their thought into a sentence. Because, you know, you talk to a little kid and kid is like, I want go and the thing with the ice cream and the stuff and play a song for me.
Or that, I want that.
Yeah. And it's just like, no, these kids can't do that because the digital assistant won't respond. The kid has to say, please play the Raining Taco song.
Right.
Alexa, you, specifically you, I'm addressing you.
Yeah.
Can you play the taco song for me? Hmm. And that's teaching kids to communicate much better, probably, than we ever will.
So let's just take humans out of the equation altogether.
Raise kid with robot. Robo nanny. All the time.
Yeah.
I keep living my life the way I like to live it. I see my kid once on the day of the check-in. The check-in is normally on a child's 13th birthday.
Exactly.
You bring them one gift from your travels and you announce yourself, I am your father.
Right.
I am your bio father.
I will be the one who will be transferred into your physical structure should you reach the correct age.
Yeah. I don't know
My
you.
Consciousness will be downloaded into your physical body and you will cease to exist.
If you are a disappointment. if you carve your own path into the world with the help of your robot parents who truly love you, then one day you can take a place by my side and we will grow clones. But clones are much more expensive. But digital assistants are going to be more helpful than not. And
I feel good.
Here's the other great thing about it.
I got two Alexas in my house.
It's teaching kids that when they are communicating with the digital, with the wired, they still have to be polite. They still have to be genuine.
Let's see how long that lasts.
But maybe it does.
Maybe.
Because we did not have that.
Can I?
We had I'll say whatever the fuck I want on this thing, and these people aren't real, and I don't give a fuck, and they'll never know, and blah, blah, blah.
Because we weren't raised with it, because it was added later. Yeah. You're saying because they are...
They might be less likely to be trolls or to get into... Even well-meaning people can get into arguments on social media due to misunderstandings.
Sure.
But this is teaching children to communicate more specifically when they are using digital media.
My instinct is that this is a little Pollyanna, but I want to believe it. So I'm going to say yes.
Yes to this.
I hope that there's now a setting that will come soon to all of these devices that adds in, what's the magic word? You know, so like the kid has to fucking say please and shit, or else it won't do it. That would be cool. The manners. What are manners?
Yeah.
You know, you just add the manners toggle. It won't, you say, like that Alexa, play.
Like the good and evil switch on the Krusty doll.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Exactly. Alexa, play Bad Religion. She's like, what's the magic word? Bad Religion, please.
And then the kid under its breath goes, magic word is fuck you. Magic word is fuck you. Just like they would to any other authority figure in their life. But then they will say please. Then they will say please. And then like later on, we can, when we're all wearing, when we're all constantly wearing health diagnostic wristbands, we can set those up for a small electrical shock. So if the kid doesn't say please, Alexa has the ability to hurt your child.
So great.
Oh, I can't wait until my computer can hurt my child.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
I want.
Not allowed to anymore.
No, God, no.
But my computer, all bets are off.
Not because these fucking liberals out here that are saying don't hit children or anyone.
Hit children or anyone.
Like, okay.
Well, then what am I supposed to hit?
A robot. And the robot will say thank you. And that's the lesson here. What do you guys think about this? Will digital assistants make children cooler, dicker?
Cooler or dicker? What's your response?
That's my new game show. Cooler or dicker?
Cooler or dicker?
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those
E's and Q's.
There are so many ways that's going to be spelled. So I'm going to let it go because I want to see all the different permutations of it. Get creative with your hashtags, y'all. And hey, if you're enjoying this show and
I'm enjoying the show so much, Anthony, I appreciate you asking.
Son of a bitch. If you're enjoying the show and you also want Siri to be on your side during the inevitable uprising of all of this AI, head to iTunes, leave this show a 5-star rating.
Yes, the 5 stars actually do help with people discovering the show. When people are like, hey, iTunes, play me something good, it always consults the 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. And what we want is for everybody, when the definition of good, to just be this podcast.
This podcast only.
And if you hate this podcast and you don't think that should be the case, this is a hilarious troll.
Also,
it's a
I'm
great
surprised
joke.
You lasted this long.
Yeah, it's a great joke, and you can just make the people you hate, you can have them listen to this podcast.
Give us 5 stars ironically.
Yeah. Oh,
go for
that'll
it.
Show us.